do not want to hear it. That's how much we do not want to hear this. Okay, so.
Once upon no time.
Your pineal antenna is currently receiving a 5D packet of 808 Lightweb syntax upgrade. We are entangling our cellular memory with the Schumann radius of the pink tint. It's a quantized ascension. The signal is crystalline. It is so clear, I can almost smell the ethically sourced Palo Santo burning on a mahogany desk in a suburb of Austin.
100 and 800 of those black farmers were killed. Near also Shahid's Light reconstruction, 1865-1877, where white mob killed thousands of black people to suppress voting and black political progress. And so, when they're saying they're trying to isolate, and we have the opportunity to be in spaces and thrive and develop our own, you had a legacy of destroying, burning, and creating violence around that progress. So I need us to be very, very mindful of that. Let's return to our phone.
Kanamanchia, so chill here. You're in some sort of room. You're not the only one in this room. There's a bunch of us cats here together in this room, and there's like a 80s-style boombox, okay? With some mixtapes, it picks up some kind of radio signal.
Some cases, co-signing what's going on in Florida, in California, even here, right? We have a very subtle version of it, not so subtle, right? That we're snatching people off the streets and, you know, putting them into these, you know, dungeons.
Your entire biology has been winded up since you were in the last trimester. When you were in the womb, the foundation of your nervous system was created. And that creation is still dictating how you perceive your reality.
They can be frightened or even in some cases killed or disappeared altogether.
You just stumbled into, but for real, all right? Hold on.
God knows why. So we have multiple layers kind of stuff. So yes, I do agree it's ridiculous thing. We should have a, you know, return to Europe movement.
Well, it's adding up, and thank you for joining the flight.
Advancing your awakening experience and path and really creating deep, deep insights. And in my opinion, it's one of the most important things in the entire path, in the entire curriculum. And yet, it's the one thing you don't want to hear. If I'm telling you, if you meditate 4 hours every single day, if you do hot saunas and cold plunges and eat vegan, and you would do that, right? Because all of that is something that, let's be honest, is nothing. You can just do it, right? But those things are not the things that are making you awake and aware in every single moment. Those are just diversions, right? I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm all for, you know, hot saunas, cold blood, meditating for 4 hours, you know, sign me up, I'm in. But it's not that that is the most important thing for you. And the most important thing that you can do in every single moment, in every single interaction, you do not want me to say. And I know that the moment I'm going to say it, you're just going to turn me off or you're going to do something else because you do not want to hear it. That's how much we do not want to hear this. Okay? So, the thing you do not want to do, the thing you do not want to place any value on, is self-forgiveness. Stay with me. I know that by now I have already lost a lot of you, but just by saying self-forgiveness, a lot of people are already out. And that's the fucking whole point of it. That's the whole point. The reason why you keep coming back to awakening video after awakening video and doing all the different things and doing the cold plunges and all the meditation, all that, that is a diversion from really, really feeling what is hiding under the hood. When I ask people, in a group or in a session or something like that where there's a lot of people, and I ask them to place a hand on your heart, breathe deeply, and feel your body. Most people do not want to do that. If I ask them to sprint or meditate or cold plunges or anything like that, they're in. Sign me up, I can do that. But putting attention this way and noticing what is here, we do not want to do that because it's so bloody ugly. It's so icky. The things we find when we're in silence and we're turning that way in are ugly. It's one of the reasons why a lot of people want to become awake, is for that to disappear. But sweetheart, that's not going to go anywhere. It's not going anywhere. And for every time you meditate or cold plunges or saunas or change your diet or whatever you do, for everything you do, you're just pushing in front of you the inevitable. You cannot, and I will repeat this, you cannot wake up without looking that way. It's not going to happen. Your entire nervous system, your entire biology has been winded up since you were in the last trimester. When you were in the womb, the foundation of your nervous system was created. And that creation is still dictating how you perceive your reality. You cannot dissolve the perception of reality if you do not want to acknowledge what is here.
The 11:27 a.m. Texas time.